You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music, exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment we profile award-winning journalist and author Vincent Schilling of the St. Regis Mohawk. He is a correspondent for Indian Country Today Media Network and is the author of the Native Trailblazers series of books. He's also the host of the Native Trailblazers radio show, available exclusively at blogtalkradio.com. I spoke with Vincent regarding his new book, Native Musicians in the Groove. Here's how the interview went.
But the thing that, you know, sort of brings you to my attention is this book that you've written, Native Musicians in the Groove.
Right.
Fantastic book, by the way.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good interviews. And talk about the inspiration behind it.
It actually started with book publishing companies. My first book, which was Native Athletes, and you know, we finished that. It was really well received in Indian Country, and so we were talking about what's the next book, and we kind of were going, and I was like, I'd really like to do musicians, and we were both. Love the idea. You know, I'm also an arts and entertainment journalist for Indian Country Today Media Network, and you know, it's something that's always been in my blood. You know what I mean? I love the field. I mean, I did broadcasting in college, but I also did theater, and I love the theater. I love the performance. I love every bit of like getting out there and you know, delivering a message to people. So musicians, not only are they delivering a message to people, but they're delivering in a way that is really exhibiting this genuine artistry that is built on a foundation of like hardcore practice and just determination that I don't have. I don't have that type of talent. I don't have that musical talent. So what a great opportunity. And I got to talk to some just awesome folks in Indian Country. It was just a blast of a book to write, to be honest with you. The only hard part was didn't have room for, you know, 500 people, because there's so many talented musicians out there that I wanted to include. So this is, you know, 10 of the best.
Yeah, 10 interviews, I mean 10 artists that you basically follow in the book here. How did you settle on covering these artists?
Well, you know, a little bit of it was kind of who was putting themselves out there and who I kind of ran across. Some of it was some of the music I liked. And then a couple folks just couldn't get back to me, you know. So a little bit of everything, a little bit of scheduling, a little bit of, you know, who I thought was true movers and shakers. And it really, boy, I lucked out big time with the folks that involved in it. And the funniest story is Michael Boucher, who now, see, I'm a executive VP of Schilling Media, and I know that you've interviewed Michael Boucher. He's just a spectacular musician.
And now I've just found out I've mispronounced his name, but go ahead.
Oh, did you? What did you say, Boucher?
So what?
But you, it's kind of hard not to. You see the CH, you could be like, club, you know what?
You're not going to humiliate me on my show. Go ahead.
He's so kind and so nice. He probably never even said anything either. By the way, I heard your interview with him. I thought it was an awesome interview. I thought he did a great, great job. He asked great questions. But the neat thing, the funniest story about Michael Boucher is that I was literally finished with my book. We were literally submitting the last bits of content, and I get an email from my editor, Ken Polisi, of Indian Country Media Network, says, "Hey, Vince, there's this musician who has just created a song called Dirty Water. Why don't you check him out?" And have since come to find out, you know, the song is about the San Francisco peaks, and they're using, you know, wastewater to make snow. And all right, long story. So I start talking with Michael Boucher, and him and I we really hit it off, like we're just friends from, like, past lifetimes or something. And then he says, "Yeah, let me send you some of my music." So I listened to it, and I was like, "Dang it, Mike, you're so good." And I called my editor and said, "We got to add one more guy to this book." And we literally were, like, getting ready to, like, submit it and everything. And I was like, "Daggone it." he's just too good. So we included him in the book, and it was like the last ditch, you know, just rushing to get this last chapter into the book. And, you know, so glad he did. And since then, you know, we manage him. My company manages Michael Buscher. He travels all over. And, you know, what a great, just so much has come good out of this book. It's not even funny. It's amazing.
Well, that's one little surprise that comes from the process of putting it together. So, well, were there any other surprises for you in interviewing some of these artists that you didn't expect to happen, or?
Gabriel Ayala. You know, here I saw him, you know, kind of posting his content. The guy is a, you know, social media guru, but he really, really enjoys it. Does such a great job of it, and you know. Turns out he has a master's degree in classical guitar, you know, and, you know, really, like, he studies, like, and practices hours and hours every day still, you know, and, you know, just a real generous guy. And you know, you think that, you know, these guys probably just, you know, start practicing when you're 13 and, you know, maybe get a small band together and then one day, you know, you're just performing. You know, that's all that I thought about musicians. I didn't know. I don't know the process. But here he is, like, really, really well studied, you know. And then you've got Blackfire, you know, with the Benallis, that his brother, two brothers and a sister, who like have this incredible, insane passion for, you know, the social justice in the world, and it just bellows out of them. I don't know if you've ever heard their music; it is just spectacular, and you can hear this passion behind their words. And Shane Yellowbird, country musician, huge country musician in Canada, got his start doing karaoke, you know. You know, and he's like, yeah, I know, Vince. And he had, and it finds out, he's talking to me, and he tells me, he goes, you know, Vince, I have a horrible, horrible stutter. And he goes, a lot of times when I'm having conversations or interviews, he taps on his leg with his fingers, like in a melodic beat, to keep him speaking in a rhythm to cause him to not stutter. And he learns to take breaks, like I will stop talking, like we'll go hello, and then what I do, it, you know, that's what he'll like place his stutter to. So he's just, you know, overcoming all these. So all these guys just overcoming incredible odds. Crystal Shawanda performed at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge in Nashville, you know, and that's where she got her start. She said she really, one time she got so passionate, she slammed her foot down into the ground, and her high heel shoe came off because it got stuck in the wood. You know, just some great, great, great stories in this book. Just a really, really cool book.
Right, and have there been any reactions to this book that you didn't expect, or?
You know, it's, you know, you asked me that, and off the top of my head, you know, there's been so many wonderful comments about all of these books, you know, in the Native Trailblazer series. And this, for me, was my third book, third book out of the four I've written, and there's five in the series. But I've heard so many great comments about people being inspired, and you know, what I try to do, Brian, is I write about people doing things that are successful. So I guess really what I have to say is something more collectively. And, you know, people tell me that they really feel inspired because they see what they're doing in these books as the way the story relates. And what I tried to do in this series is write success stories so that if you can kind of watch what they do and watch what these or read what these folks do and follow their sequence of steps to succeed, that if you take similar successful steps in your own life, you'll be successful too. It sounds really, really simplistic, but it really is true. If you do successful things, you will be successful. Simple but incredibly true, and you can just see it over and over. So what I've heard most is, wow, I really love this. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Or oh my gosh, I can't believe you're writing books about Native people. Why? You know, or, you know, wow, I have a Native role model. Because when I was recently given, and it was just an incredible honor, I was recently given a human rights award here in Virginia Beach, where I live in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I was awarded a human rights award, and I was just overwhelmed. And I said to the folks in the audience, I said, you know, when I was a kid, you know, and I'm 44, so looking up, gosh, 30-something years ago, I remember being in my bedroom and had one of those little record players where the record is bigger than the record player, listening to the Village People, you know, dancing with really excited. Because, you know, I was dancing with the Village People and excited because one of the members of the group was Native American. And, you know, that was my role model. That was it, you know, and that was Felipe Rose. And today Felipe Rose is a very close friend of mine. And I
heard the show, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, gosh, well, that is just so great. Well, see, the thing is when I was a kid, that was it. That was it. That was my only role model. And my thought is I really would like there to be role models for these kids to... so that they're not in their bedrooms by themselves desperately holding on to just one role model, you know. They have musicians, they have, you know, artists, and now, you know, Native musicians in the group they can look at, or you know, Native defenders of the environment, or you know, the athletes. You know, it's just been a great process, and I've really been honored to be a part of it, and I'm so grateful to a book publishing company to allow me to do these books to this point.
Yeah, you have this whole series of books, and you've got your own radio show, Native Trailblazers. In setting all this up, was there any resistance to it at all, or?
Well, you know, I think the only resistance I've really kind of experienced is that maybe sometimes where I try to get into some of the places that are selling books and things like that, and they don't see it as, you know, something that's really going to move and sell, you know, a million copies in, you know, 1 week, because Native Americans are the smallest percentage of the population in the U.S. But for the most part, people have been fairly receptive. But I think the thing that I want to overcome, and I really would like to just really go out there and tear it up, is to get this on a main stage, you know, let people know that, look, we're out here, you know, I have a media company, and we do events here in Virginia Beach. We do, for example, in November, Native American Heritage Month is, you know, an event we have at a mall where we have Native American Heritage Celebration, and a woman comes up and says, oh, I thought Native Americans were dead. You know, so I guess if any resistance, I guess people need to know. You know, the resistance has been lack of awareness for more than anything else, is that people just don't realize that Native people are still here, and overcoming stereotypes that, look, we're not just, you know, in feathers and moccasins, you know, sitting cross-legged on a hill with a teepee in the background. We're senators, we're police officers, we're Native musicians, and, you know, award-winning musicians that are out there making waves.
For more information on Vincent's book, Native Musicians in the Groove, go to nativevoicesbooks.com and catch his weekly show, Native Trailblazers Radio Show, exclusively at blogtalkradio.com. Now for a music break. From his 2011 CD Believe, here is Michael Buescher with Sacred Ground.
Place that we call sacred, a quiet, holy ground, a spirit sanctuary. You can feel the breath of God, and it's older than our memory. Heard our every word, a thousand years our church has stood, a thousand years returned to sacred ground, to sacred ground, to sacred ground. It's our shrine in all the glory. It speaks to those who find a voice from their Creator. It's in the wind, the sun, the sky, and Grandfather gave it to us and shares it for all time. The ancient place where we have prayed, revealing the divine on sacred ground, church is nothing more than a playground or a monument. We don't belong here anymore. Do we lay down and be silent in quiet disbelief? Or will we be the last one standing? Remember what it means on our sacred ground. On sacred ground. On sacred ground. When did sacred lose its meaning? And did I blink or turn my head? Our place is just as holy as four walls with stained glass. The miracle is healing. Our medicine is true. The vision's everlasting, and it's all we ever knew. On our sacred ground, our sacred ground, our sacred. It's all sacred ground. 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 It's all sacred ground.
Listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the rockwire.com Artist of the Month, Edge of Paradise, and their debut CD, Mask. Powered by Margarita Manet's vocal pyrotechnics and the six-string assault of Dave Bates, Edge of Paradise boasts an edgy rock sound both unparalleled and uncompromising. With tracks such as Thrown It All Away, Shreddenstein, and the slamming title track, Mask is a debut CD like none other. Mask, the debut CD from Edge of Paradise, rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit Edge of Paradise at their official website, www.edgeofparadise.com. Take a break from the asinine chick flick starring Jennifer What's-Her-Name from Friends and treat yourself to a different kind of movie-going experience. The Guild Cinema is Albuquerque's only venue for eclectic cinema 7 days a week. From uncompromising documentaries to daring foreign films to kitschy cult favorites, the Guild Cinema provides something different. Something better. The Guild Cinema. Located at 3405 Central Avenue Northeast. For news on upcoming screenings, check out guildcinema.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and in this segment we profile award-winning journalist and author Vincent Schilling of the St. Regis Mohawk. He is a correspondent for Indian Country Today Media Network and is the author of the Native Trailblazer series of books. And he's also the host of Native Trailblazer radio show, available exclusively at blogtalkradio.com. I spoke with Vincent regarding his life and career, and here's how the interview went.
Now tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get into the business of, you know, journalism and, you know, writing and now radio and things like that? I mean, it's not too common in the Indian community for for that to be, you know, where you end up in life.
Right,
but
you know, it's really funny because you're right, because what do we usually hear, you know, in society? What are the stereotypes we hear about in society about Native people? Is that Native American culture are very quiet and very humble and
very passive and very, you know, I know.
Right. Yeah. All we do is, you know, we'll cry at the sight of garbage. And by the way, you know, Iron Eyes Cody was Italian, by the way. Gentleman that cried, remember him?
Oh, yeah, that's good to know. I remember when my sister asked me about that commercial when I was a kid, and I said, he's crying because he has to pick it all up by himself.
He's like, why am I doing this?
Anyway, go ahead.
But, you know, but you're right. But, you know, it's so funny because I had my whole life always loved acting and radio and television and all this media stuff. And, you know, like I said, I really, really loved broadcasting it. I went to San Francisco State University, and one of my broadcast instructors told me about Marshall McLuhan, and I was just, wow, you know, the media is the message. And all of these things have just appealed to me forever. And so I've written my whole life. I was working as a warehouse manager at you know, this place called Rocket Direct Communications, and my boss at the time was just a wonderful man, Henry Martin. And, you know, I was writing, you know, company newsletters, and, you know, they were jokes and funny, and then I ended up writing the, you know, for the city of Virginia Beach, writing the proposal and all these things to win awards for the company to do the work. You know, I was writing everything. And my wife, Dolores, who really I credit to this more than anything, she's like, you need to quit and become a writer. My gosh, that's all you want to do. Just do it. Get out. So literally, she's like, I'm taking up the slack. I'm going to stay. I'm working here full time as sales and marketing director, and you need to quit and start your career. And who else gets a gift like that? You know, what an incredible gift. So I owe it all to my wife, Dolores. So I started writing. I did, you know, a lot of articles free, started becoming involved with Indian Country Today Media Network as a journalist, and believe me, some of my first articles were probably terrible, you know, because I was trying to learn the whole industry, you know what I'm saying? And I was going to everyone saying, hey, could I be an author? Could I be an author? I have children's books. And I remember walking up to the folks at book publishing company and saying, hi, I want to be an author. You know, my 559,000th person I'd asked. And I said, I'm sorry, right now we're only looking for a Native American author. I'm like, hi, I'm Native American. And literally, the gentleman's name, Warren Jefferson, I saw literally his eyes roll back in his head like, all right, we got one. <You know? laughs> So I helped him with the book project, and they came to me and said, hey, you want to write the Native Trailblazer series for kids? I was like, yeah. So, you know, my books won awards. I'm still writing for Indian Country Today. And I was like, man, do I love this computer world and media and all the... And it just, you know, I learned the journalism industry and was writing books, and I loved every single bit of what I was doing. I'm out there, I'm standing, you know, 50 feet away from our future president. I'm meeting John McCain. I end up, you know, talking with Wayne Newton as he's helping with the state recognition process of Virginia Indians. I'm meeting all these movers and shakers in the field. I'm like seeing how media companies work, and I'm like, that's what I want to do. I love every bit of this. Every bit of it, I have passion for it. And... you know, so we made a video for Michael Boucher, and our music video won, you know, best music video at the 14th Annual Film Festival, the Southeast. And, you know, I'm just like, wow, you know, this is where my passion lies, and because I have passion here, it just, I keep getting gifts of success. And it's like, I think when you have that success, when you have that excitement, and when you have that passion, and when you can walk up to people and you have a giant smile on your face because everything you're doing is what you love, people want that around them. People want to be involved with that same success, you know, because we want to follow the happy folks in life. And I'll tell you, doing what I'm doing, I am stoked. I feel like one of the luckiest guys in the world. I wake up, I'm like, gosh, I cannot believe this is what I'm doing. You know, I love every bit of it, you know? I mean, don't you just love doing radio, Brian? Isn't it awesome? I just love it.
Oh, it's the best thing in the world, and that lands perfectly into my next question. The Native Trailblazers radio show. I mean, to talk about getting that off the ground.
Well, okay. You know, it's funny because I started it. You know, I was talking to my publisher, and it was called the Native Trailblazer series, and I was like, well, you know, let's think of a way that I could do something to talk about my books all the time, because we want a way to get them out there, you know. And I says, you know what? Blog Talk Radio has this great platform where you can do your own radio show. You know, why don't I do it on like once a week, and we'll call it Native Trailblazers, just like the books. And they were like, okay, yeah, sounds great. You go ahead. You can do whatever you want. You know. So I just decided I was going to do it, and I really did it as kind of a hobby, to be honest with you. And and I thought, well, let's do it on a Friday night, because I can catch you know, people before the weekend starts, before they get too crazy, and maybe give them be on your best behavior for the weekend. Your success stories, you know, before you go too nuts out there. And you know, I remember my very first book, Native Athletes, and, you know, wanting to talk to Alan Morris, who was an Olympic medalist, and made a phone call and said, yes, hi, I'd like to interview Alan Morris. And they were like, okay. And I remember talking to him on the phone the first time, and literally my hands were shaking. I was so nervous. But I found out that if you ask, a lot of times people will say, okay.
Yes.
So I was like, man, you know, isn't it, you would know this.
Yes,
would
I would.
You know, and because of that, you and I, Brian, do we get to talk to some of the most awesome people out there? And then you're like, wow, what a cool interview. I get to talk to the people that everyone wants to talk to.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so next thing I know, I'm talking to Wayne Newton on my show. You know, tons of people are listening. And now I've been nominated for Aboriginal People's Choice Music Award. You know, I didn't win the award, but I was up there with some other awesome guys, and the folks that won deserved it, because they're an awesome radio show. And I invited those folks onto my show and said, hey, I want to wish you luck and give them votes if you think they're better. Because I'm not about, you know, anything other than, hey, let's promote each other. You know, let's do everything we can to say, look, we're out here. So what do you know? Something I was doing just as literally a hobby, I've now had over 20,000 people listen to the show. That's, to me, you got to be joking. You know, you're kidding me, right? What did I do? You know, other than just trying to have a great time. And now, Dolores, who is my wife, is coming on board as programming director, and she's like already getting the show scheduled months and months ahead. She's got some insane movers and shakers coming up. So now, where else are we going to go except for just up? It's just exciting. So, you know, and that's why I like talking with you, because you and I get to talk about the cool things we're doing, and, you know, it's just, it's exciting. You know, it's just a great field to be in. I love every bit of it.
And what advice would you give to anybody, for the sake of the show, a young American Indian kid wanting to get into a business like this? What advice would you give?
First thing I would do is, I think one of the biggest things for me as a kid is I had a million questions, but no one to ask. And I didn't know how to go about asking anyone anything. So a lot of times what I felt myself doing in my life, and a lot of times what we do in life, is we shoot from the hip. We go, well, I guess I'll just try this. But my advice is, look at these books. Go to a library and you know, go to a library and get books on someone who is doing something that you want to do that is a, you know, multimillionaire at it, because they're going to be able to tell you the mistakes they made, and you can learn from those mistakes just by reading a book. And most of the time, libraries are free, or borrow a friend's cell phone and look up on the internet, or go get a computer somewhere and look it up online and research what these people did and research the mistakes they made so you don't have to make them. The advice I have is you can ask anybody anything. That's advice I got from one of my professors in college. He said you can ask anyone anything. Maybe they may not tell you the answer you want to hear, but then go find out from someone else. If you want to find out how to become a doctor, go talk to a doctor. Pick up the phone and call a hospital and say, hi, is there a doctor I could talk to for a few minutes? And say, hey, what did you do to become a doctor? Or if you want to be a car mechanic, call a car mechanic that has a successful business and say, what did you do to be a car mechanic that has a successful business? Take advantage of those people out there that are success stories. They are waiting to talk to you, because very, very, very rarely do people ask how guys like you, Brian, and I got to where we are at. But wouldn't you, if a kid called you, Brian, and said, hey, can you tell me how you do what you did, wouldn't you love to take a few minutes to tell him what you did?
No, and absolutely.
Yes! And you'd give them their number if they want to call you again, and your email, say, hey, I want to help you become a success. So even if it maybe makes you feel a little bit nervous, call them anyways. There are times, Brian, where I reach for the phone and dial that number, and literally my hands are shaking. But you know what? I'm stepping into that discomfort zone because I know it's going to propel me that much further into success. So that's my advice. Take advantage of those people out there that are successful and talk to them. Talk to them. They are, believe me, they'll give you 5 minutes of their time. And if they can't, they'll tell you someone who can. They want to help you succeed. You don't have to be alone in this. So, you know, there's always someone and there's always a way to look at it. So look for a mentor, because we're out there. We're ready to talk to you.
For more information on Vincent's book, Native Musicians in the Groove, go to nativevoicesbooks.com and catch his weekly show, Native Trailblazers Radio Show, exclusively at blogtalkradio.com. Now for a music break. From their 2010 CD, The Acoustic Sessions, here is Indigenous with Come On Home.
Chasing the sun.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Bucky Vio of When Darkness Falls and to Vincent Schilling of Schilling Media. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.